Right, before I start, I'll get my nerves settled and tell you how I got here tonight. Right, a few weeks ago, Mark Bergin went round some people and asked if we'd do a talk. So I thought, blimey. So my first question to Mark was, well, where do you get your words from and what do you decide what to say? His answer was, it's quite easy to me. So I thought, no. So then he said, don't worry, I'll give you plenty of warning. You'll have a month's warning. So 2 weeks ago, it come up, it's your turn, on the 7th of February. Thank you. And my topic was prayer. So this is what I decided to do. We've got a picture up, Stephen. Right, so mine is the importance of prayer and 7 reasons why prayer is important. So it's broken down into 7 categories. First one is communication with God. Prayer is important because it is communication with God. Communication is a way to make people understand what you are talking to them about. You don't always have to talk, although if you're facing somebody, it's better to talk. If you're talking to God, then you can be silent and he knows what you're saying. So talking is good. As everybody knows, I like talking. Or babbling, some folk might say. Right, so, and I've just tried to do a scripture that is to do with that. So I have took it from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Our second one is called thanks. Prayer is important because it is a way to give thanks. We give thanks to someone when they may say something nice to us, paid us a compliment, or thanking us for something we have helped them with. But prayer is also a way to give thanks, and we should all give thanks to God for the blessings he has given us. So for that one, I've got 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Our third one is to intercede. Prayer is important because it is the way to intercede. Prayer through intercession is not only asking for prayer for someone else who may be sick, but also for many things. For our church, our pastors, and for all new people who may come through our doors. Also in Corinthians 2 for that one, chapter 1, verse 11. As you help by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favour granted us in answer to the prayers of many. We sing songs and hymns to give praise, but what is the difference between giving thanks and giving praise? Giving thanks is thanking God for what he has done. Giving praise is thanking God for who he is. And my verse is from Psalm 86, verse 12. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. Our fifth one is sin. Prayer is important because it is the way to confess our sin. Why do we need to confess our sins? If God knows our sins already, why do we need to confess our sins? Our confession of sin is an admission of our wrongdoings and leads us to forgiveness. And for that one, we've got Proverbs 28:13. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. 6 is help. Prayer is important because it is the way to ask for help. Jesus said, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened for you. For everyone who receives, and him who seeks finds, and him who knocks on the door, it will be opened. We all need help at some time. We don't have to let our pride stand in our way to ask for help. And we've got Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Our last one is to receive salvation. Prayer is important because it is the way to receive salvation. Paul writes that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is the only start of it. Prayer must continue. Prayer is an obedience. God calls us to pray and we must respond. The only difficulty is finding a time and sticking to it. If your relationship with God matters to you, spend more time with God in prayer every day. It could be one of the most important things you ever do. So I'd just like to finish off with Psalm 150. I'll have to get a bigger Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his unsurpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.